when we want to look at the supply chain management flow, the flow can be divided into three main flows. Number one, the product flow, which includes the movement of goods from a supplier to a customer, as well as any customer returns or service needs. Next is the information flow. It involves the transmitting orders, that means orders being placed, and updating the status of delivery, including the tracking and tracing of the movement of the goods. And the third one is the financial flow, which consists of the credit terms, payment schedules, and consignment, including the title ownership arrangements as far as the movement of goods are concerned. Today, we also have digital formats being moved in servicing, and they also involve digital supply chain management. So let us understand what is a digital supply chain. This is a very new media term which encompasses the process of delivery of digital media only, that is the software. It can be a music, video, it can also be the lecture which I am delivering to you. This is all through digital supply chain by electronic means, from the point of origin, that is the content provider, to destination. We who are providing through this media to you, we are the content providers, and destination, you who is taking this learning process, you are the consumer. And the means being adopted between us is only the media. This is the meaning of digital supply chain. The supply chain process must pass through various stages in processing to get to a point in which the consumer can enjoy the music or video on a computer or the television set. By giving you what I am talking over here, giving you through the media, so that you can enjoy the content through your computer or maybe your mobile iPhone. This involves different types of consumers, people involved in the functioning, different forms of digital functioning. They are the content provider, captures and compresses the electronic media in a digital file format. Excuse me. That is the content which I am giving you now. It is being captured and compressed by a certain camera in front of me, the cameraman in front of me, and the people who edit the entire process, all through the electronic format, and prepare a digital file in a digital format, which is very small enough to be delivered to the end users, that is to you, usually through the broadband method of sending it, or website method of sending it. And the file is to be consumed by the end users like you, by streaming it to either your personal computer or to your mobile phone, iPhone device. Practically what we are doing today is nothing but the digital supply chain. Of course, this is also on a global basis, which is the global supply chain. Global supply chains pose a challenge regarding both quantity and value. It is having a far-reaching effect because there are various regulations involved from country of origin to country of final delivering the content. The supply and value chain trends include globalization, increased cross-border sourcing, collaboration for parts of value chain with low-cost providers, shared service centers for logistical and administrative functions. That means this content which I am giving you, if you are in a foreign country, it can come to you via a service provider in your country. Increasingly global operations which require increasingly global coordination and planning to achieve the global optimum requirements. And there are complex problems involved. Also, mid-sized companies to an increasing degree, increasing level. There may be different types of companies where certain complex problems can be broken down to see that they are delivered properly in record time and as per your requirement of the content. We will now go to our Indian position, where our Prime Minister has given a concept of Gati Shakti. Gati means movement, Shakti means power. And this has created a national master plan for multimodal connectivity. As part of PM Gati Shakti, this is a digital platform to bring 16 ministries in the government of India, which includes railways, roadways, all together for integrating the planning and coordination implementation of the infrastructure connectivity projects. That means all the infrastructure connectivity projects being handled by different ministries. I told you only railways and roadways. It can be highways also. It can be inland waterways also. There are total 16 ministries who are involved in this particular master plan. Why? To give you an ultimate multimodal connectivity, which will provide integrated and seamless connectivity for movement of people, goods and services from one mode of transport to another. It will facilitate the last mile connectivity of infrastructure and also reduce the travel time for people. Large vessels will carry on a longer route, but last mile delivery is also very important. So this will be a last mile connector. Here the basic concept is, instead of planning and designing separately in silos, separate by the 16 ministries in their own method, all the projects will be designed and executed with a common vision, and that common vision is the National Master Plan for Multimodal Connectivity, single connectivity by all the 16 ministries. This will institutionalize holistic planning for stakeholders for major infrastructure projects. There are various pillars of this National Master Plan. Pillars have been formatted. Number one, comprehensiveness. It includes all the existing and planned initiatives of various ministries and departments with one centralized portal. That means there is one centralized portal where comprehensively all the other ministries have combined it, their existing activities, their planned activities. Each ministry has combined it into the centralized portal. And then there is prioritization. Different departments will be able to prioritize their projects through cross-sectoral interactions, looking to the interactions between the different ministries. There can be a prioritization between the ministries concerned. Why? For optimization purpose. And this optimization will assist different ministries in planning the four projects of after identification of critical gaps between the different optimization levels, between the different prioritization levels. And then there is a process of synchronization. This will help in synchronizing the activities of each department as well as of different layers of governance in a holistic manner by ensuring coordination of work between all of them. It will ensure a coordination, proper coordination. If there is no coordination till now, there has not been proper coordination, which has resulted in delays to each and every project. Up to now, we have been seeing that major infrastructure projects, there have been always a delay, having a cost run, increasing the cost factor. And therefore, this master plan is bringing about a synchronization also. And then there will be an analytical plan. The plan will provide the entire data at one place with GIS-based spatial planning and analytical tools. These are all media-based tools created under this master plan, which provides all types of plans, integrations on an analytical basis. Of course, it is dynamic. All ministries and departments will now be able to visualize, review and monitor the progress of cross-sectional, sectoral projects through this GIS platform. It will help the different ministries to understand the viabilities of the project so that they can function as a single entity to avoid delays and cost overruns. There is a separate logistic division created for this purpose. And when we look at the functions of the logistic division, Department of Commerce has created this logistic division for different tasks. It is allocated with the task of integrated development of the logistic sector. I explained to you what is logistics and supply chain. So integrating all the task is the function of this logistic division in the Ministry of Commerce. It has also planned to create an information technology backbone and develop a national logistics information portal. This is a digital platform. It will also be an online logistics marketplace to bring together the various stakeholders. For example, the logistics service providers, the buyers, the customs department, the DGFT, the railways, the ports, the airports, the inland waterway systems, the coastal shipping way system, etc. All these stakeholders have been brought on a single platform, which is known as National Logistics Information Portal. Why? So that the planned activities will bring down the overall cost and increase the speed and ease of movement of goods. It will also contribute towards making Indian goods more competitive in the global market. Understand this. Then when there is a coordinated activity which reduces the time factor, reduces the infrastructure cost, it will also reduce the transaction cost. And reducing of the transaction cost will mean that our Indian goods become competitive in the international market. There is also a connectivity to all the economic zones. This particular master plan will provide multimodal connectivity infrastructure to various economic zones so that all the seven engines of movement will pull forward the economy in unison, that is, they will pull together in a particular direction. And the seven engines of movement are railway, road, port, waterways, airports, mass transport, and logistics infrastructure. These are the seven engines of movement, and they will all combine together in to work in one particular direction together in a unison way. These engines will provide for economic transformation, seamless multimodal connectivity, and of course, logistic efficiency in the movement of goods. This is all entailed through a digital master planning method. And this digital master plan has been developed as a tool by an organization known as BISAG-N, that is Bhaskaracharya National Institute for Space Application and Geoinformatics. This is an organization which has developed a digital master planning tool. The data on specific action plans of all the ministries or departments have been incorporated in a comprehensive database of the Geographic Information System, that is the GIS platform. Here, dynamic mapping of all infrastructure projects which real-time updation, that is continuous updation on a regular basis, will be provided by way of a map. And the map will be built on open source technologies, which will use the satellite imageries available from ISRO, our Indian Space Research Organization, have sent out various satellites, and those satellites would beam these GIS platform. So that ultimately the data of all the individual ministries will be integrated in one platform, which will be available for planning, for review, and for monitoring by all the stakeholders, as also by the 16 ministries who have been connected directly. And now this has led to a national logistics policy. This policy has an immense potential for development of infrastructure, expansion of business, and increasing employment opportunities. Of course, all these policies in an integrated manner. This will ensure quick last mile delivery, end transport related challenges, save time and money of the manufacturers, prevent wastage of the agro products. Mind you, in India, the farmers complain that we are not getting the proper price because a lot of our agricultural products are being wasted en route because of insufficient supply chain management purposes as required by us as producers of the agriculture products. The notion that India is emerging as a manufacturing hub is stabilizing in the mind of the world. Today, if you look at the world requirements, they are all looking at India as a manufacturing hub under our Swadeshi scheme of Make in India. And here we have got various types of schemes like the Sagarmala project, the Bharatmala project. We have expedited the work of the dedicated freight corridors so that we have an improved logistics connectivity for systematic infrastructure development. All these steps is entailing a systematic infrastructure development. How there are parameters, roadmap, and timeline for performance, they've all come together. So policy plus performance will become equal to progress. Unless and until this was not coming together, we were not getting a proper progress. But with these steps, policy plus performance will become equal to progress. This situation is emerging in a very clear format today. The National Master Plan will be supported by National Logistic Policy of 2022. In all earnestness with the states and union territories and all the departments working together. That means the old National Logistic Policy has been amended as National Logistic Policy 2022, looking at all the other master plans which have been created under PM Gati Shakti. A huge data of information related to different infrastructure projects of state governments has been prepared under these respective projects. The policy focuses on key areas such as process re-engineering, digitization, and multimodal transportation. The aim is to achieve quick last mile delivery and transport related challenges. This is the basic concept. Logistics cost, with all these measures which have been taken, the logistic cost will be cut by half to near the global average benchmark within the next few years, that is latest by 2030. By reducing the cost of logistics from present level of 14% to 18% of GDP to the global best practice of 8% of GDP. We are moving in this particular direction to globally compete with developed countries. The key building blocks under this policy would be the digital integration system, which will lead to seamless and faster workflow, making logistics significantly more efficient. Yes, we will also be able to become more efficient as exporters, importers. The Unified Logistic Interface Platform aims to collapse all logistics and transport sector digital services into a single portal, which would be available to you also, thereby freeing manufacturers and exporters from present tyranny of long and cumbersome procedures and processes. Ease of logistics services, that is e-logs, is a new digital platform which will allow industry to directly take up operational issues which they face on a day-to-day basis with the government agencies for speedy resolutions. You don't have to make a 3-page or 4-page format requirement for getting your work done to the Customs Department. No, you have got this web portal. Put in your details, your requirement immediately on the portal. It will be acted upon immediately. Why? Because there is a comprehensive logistics action plan which will integrate digital logistics systems, standardize the physical assets, benchmark certain service standards, human resource developments, capacity building, and development of logistic parks. This is now again a step moving forward. PM Gati Shakti will therefore get a further boost to launch various progressive measures. The railways average speed of a freight train has to be 15 kilometers per hour. Today, sometimes looking to the passenger movement, the freight train moves at hardly 20 to 30 kilometers per hour. This will be doubled. It has to be an aggregator at the source of freight and disaggregator at the destination to capture high-value small load business. That means the railways are now being asked to aggregate such type of cargo movement. Inland waterways will put key emphasis on port infrastructure to have an eco-friendly and cost-effective inland waterways movement. The road logistics aggregator of small operators is required with government-supported aggregation apps. Of course, large players in the sector also will be required to act to drag down costs for their respective services. As far as ports are concerned, apart from improvement in key functional areas, the size of our ports have to grow manifold. We are going to see a boom in port movement. Air logistics also, it is high time that we give wings to air logistics and drastically improve the transportation of high value and perishable items. Special emphasis has got to be given. Under all these respective planning methods, multimodal logistic parks are being developed. This is a key policy initiative of the Government of India. And it is led by National Highways Logistics Management Limited under the Ministry of Road Transport and Highways and National Highways Authority of India. These are the controlling authorities as far as the multimodal national logistic parks are concerned. Their basic aim is to develop multimodal logistics parks in hub and spoke model. This will improve the country's freight logistics sector by lowering the overall freight cost and time, cutting warehouse costs, reducing vehicular pollution and congestion. By combining the transportation needs at these multimodal logistic parks, this will also lead to improving the tracking and traceability of consignments through the infrastructural, procedural, and information technology interventions. The MMLP is officially defined as a freight handling facility with a minimum area of 100 acres. With various modes of transport access, mechanized warehouses, specialized storage solutions such as cold storage facilities for mechanized material handling and intermodal transfer container terminals, and also bulk and break bulk cargo terminals. So all these functions would be combined in the respective multimodal logistic parks. They are coming out virtually. Maybe each state may have one such multimodal logistic parks. The logistic parks will also provide value-added services such as custom clearance, custom bonded storage yards, quarantine zone, testing facilities, warehousing management services. They will all be combined together. And the logistic park will also have provisions for manufacturing activities, that is, manufacturing under bond activities, such as kitting, final assembly, grading, sorting, labeling, and packaging activities, reworking and returns management. All these activities would be combined in these types of logistics parks. If we want to look at the framework for an effective MMLP, I would give you this particular slide. You have to study this slide to understand the integrity of the entire framework of MMLP. Mind you, this MMLP is a very recent connectivity program. We still do not have a park which has come up to this expectation. It is only a child being born now. And therefore, the format has been digitized. Framework is prepared. Format I am giving you on this particular slide. Please study this slide thoroughly to understand. As far as all these activities are concerned, there is an integrated platform known as Unified Logistics Interface Platform. This is, mind you, a digital platform. And this platform aims to bring all digital services related to the transportation sector into a single portal. This will free the exporters from a very long and cumbersome process to get tracking and tracing of their consignments. This is a new digital platform for ease of logistic services, that is e-logs. Industry associations can directly take up matters causing problems in their operations and performance with the government agencies through this platform, not requiring to go to the respective ministries. Why? Because e-log data fields provide direct and indirect benefits like monitoring of cargo movement, consignment tracking, inventory management. Thereby, they are helping in a structured planning to all the stakeholders. All these stakeholders would be benefited if they use this ULIP platform. This is a dedicated portal that makes the process of data request simpler, faster, and very transparent. A dedicated support team is working round the clock to provide support to the industry players for registration of users on this portal. Mind you, understand one thing very clearly, that no Tom, Dick, and Harry can directly enter this portal. You as importer or exporter will show that, yes, you need this particular platform for your business purposes, and then you would be required to register yourself with the concerned support team. And only after your registration is approved, there are certain requirements which you will have to comply with, then you will be allowed to enter this digital platform. The users need to submit their use cases, which will be reviewed based on the proposed usage of the requested data. You'll have to request for what type of data you want to use from this platform. The users requesting for data will have to sign a no disclosure agreement to develop APIs for integrated with your lip. That means using your own independent platform for integrating with this ULIP platform. You will have to sign a no disclosure agreement. That means whatever information you want, you obtain, you will have to be using it for yourself as a user, not allowed to be used by anybody else. After the system security checks and thorough testing of the integration, the users can fetch authentic data through ULIP from various government sources. Mind you, these are all government informations which were not allowed to be leaked in the past. Government is allowing you to see these details so that you plan your process also accordingly. And any grievance or any suggestion that you wish to make, you can also make via this particular platform. This will also give direct and indirect benefits to all logistics stakeholders. How the platform will provide verification of drivers and vehicles. All details will be available in a single click. Tracking and tracing of consignments. Optimizing the route planning. Timely updation on the destination of the consignment. All this will help to reduce paperwork, empty carrier and container visibility, and above all, it will help for inventory management. This will help by reducing regulatory, documentary, and other delays. ULIP will enable structured planning as far as all the stakeholders are concerned. Therefore, it will save cost and time by helping in decision making on optimum use of modes of logistics. Different modes of logistics, timely usage, optimum usage, and decisions required for that. You will be helped by this platform. Thank you, my dear friends. Yes, understand one thing. This knowledge, whatever I have given you, is of no value. Zero. Unless you put it into practice. Now, ball is in your court. You have got to put this knowledge into practice. First, acquire knowledge to put it into practice. Why? Because acquired knowledge has got to be put into practice under any condition, otherwise you become zero. Thank you.